Hi, this is Sean Anderson, and thank you so much for joining me this week and listening to the blog titled, "The Email Said She's a Ghost." Here we go. I read her email, and I think I stopped breathing for a moment because people don't say things like that, I said to myself. The email read, "I'm a ghost. People don't see me. I don't even see myself anymore. I read your blog, and maybe I'm not changing, but at least I see I don't want to be a ghost." That was it. We think a ghost is someone who disappears, but really, that's not it. People don't vanish from their lives. They stay in them. They just stop checking if they're still in them. Life keeps moving, so they keep moving with it. Same routine, same reactions, same quiet resignation. Until one day, they realize nothing is being chosen anymore. Just repeated. It's not total absence. It's participation without presence. You stop asking what you want. You start following what's easiest. You stop noticing how you feel. You start managing how you function. You stop responding to your own signals. And eventually, you disappear from yourself. So, what do I know about being a ghost? Plenty. I've disappeared. When I lost an election, when I closed a business, when health issues floored me, I know what it is to look into a mirror and see me faded. So here's what stood out to me in her email. Not the sentence, "I'm a ghost," but this line, "I don't want to be a ghost." Because in that simple line, she begins to reappear. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being a kindred spirit in this awesome and inspiring and mysterious adventure called life. Go out, create a great day, create a great week, and may you inspire others to live and do the same.